Good evening, everyone. I want to thank you for being here. We are so excited for what God is doing and the shift that is taking place. The shift that's taking place in the spirit is such a profound thing. And if you have not yet felt it, ask God to help you feel it so you can be engaged with his spirit in this process. I want to reread with the vortex experience that Mom had to you, because it's such an important thing for us to see and understand what is represented by these vortexes and what we are praying into, over, and through during this time of prayer. Not just last night, but tonight and probably some of next week. This is what we're praying into. I was talking to Mom earlier today, and we were talking about last year, and we were talking about the vortexes and what we've seen taking place. And as I read this, I want you to consider what's taken place over the course of the last couple of years, but especially over the course of the last year, with the amount of control that they have sought to get from the American people. Think about Black Lives Matter. Think about the quote-unquote peaceful protests that took place all around this country as they burned cities to the ground. Think about that for a moment. And know that the prayer we did last year, the intensive time we've spent in prayer, has lessened the severity of that impact in our nation. It's lessened it. When we were praying the Word of God, the Scriptures over this nation, the Lord gave us many topics: justice, righteousness, peace, love. We were releasing Scriptures over this nation. And Mom had a vision, and she saw the Scriptures begin to go out over our nation. And she saw them link with one another and literally come out across our nation to bring our nation healing. During that time, and, you know, right after the election, as we were praying and warring, I saw the states come together. You know, they're trying to divide our country any means possible. But I saw the Lord. I saw him take the state platinum shields. Each state had its own, but they laid it out from the far west and the far east until they slightly overlapped in this nation. When he stepped back away, it looked like a shield. Like a very strong, solid shield. And he said, it's a force to be reckoned with. What's taking place in our nation, what God is allowing in our nation in this hour, is creating fortitude in our country. Your prayers are helping this nation be carried through to the place that God has ordained for this nation. And so as I read these vortexes, know that God has heard your prayers. He's answering your prayers. He's releasing visions and, in some cases, dreams to encourage you in the path to listen to the Word of God and press in and press on, because what he's going to bring our nation through is going to be powerful, powerful. The end product is to have the elite broken off our nation for good. The vortexes. This is something that my mom, that Nita, had experienced in June of last year, June 5th. The first vortex. On June 5th, during staff prayer call, the Lord took Nita into a series of vortexes. The Holy Spirit started to whirl her as part of a vortex, and this experience happened 3 times. Each of these vortexes are largely pertaining to geopolitical areas of human life and religion. The Lord told her, this is where the nation is right now. It will get worse before it gets better. This is all in my hands. The wicked elite think they're winning. Quit thinking like the unilluminated. You are looking at things through the eyes, not of enlightenment, but in fear. And I, God, have to help you get control of that. Hear those words. You are looking at things through the eyes of not enlightenment, but in fear. And I, God, have to help you get in control of that. The wisdom of the Lord. Jesus revealed these words while in the experience. Chaos, chaos, spinning chaos is coming. Take a look at the geopolitical landscape, how it is an ever-increasing disheveled mess. And know that it's the substance of the first vortex. This was provoked by Trump's challenges to the New World Order. Things like Biden and the coup and similar things in the federal government, the flurries of lies that are coming out of the press and media and international events that are filled with the darkness and confusion that will end in dangerous aggressions if not dealt with, will have the substance of the first and second vortex, which we'll call Biden's vortex. But he has not left us. That's why we have the prophets, to deal with the evil in this nation. He has to reveal it. We believe the lie too long that God and his goodness will always protect America because of her goodness. The Lord is saying, see the darkness. If the vortex stopped now, we would fall asleep. God is allowing America to appear as though we have weaknesses in our foundation, but God is setting the enemy up. We must pray, not what we see, but what he sees. He is trying to draw the enemy out to defeat him. They are being lured into visibility to be ambushed. The elite mar up our edifices, but some degree of the storm has to come to get our attention as well. However, God is not moved. Thank God the elite are deceived. The elite will say, what happened to our plans? Albeit he established the boundaries of this thing before it ever happened. God is shaking this nation to show us our true God, be it Lucifer or the Lord. If Lucifer, then they will see how weak he is. And if their God is the Lord, they will learn his justice and power. The second vortex. Nita said, most of your prayers need to be focused on the people. Then Nita started feeling the whirling again. She said, you need to start talking in the spirit to the people, such things as speaking the wisdom of God, the will of God, and the submission to God. And this is when we started releasing scripture over our nation. So now you understand why that was so important. It was to speak to the people of this nation. He has the church here to speak to the army like a 5-star general. He is whirling things around, shaking things up, but when it comes back up, everyone will stand in awe, and the things in this nation will be better than it's ever been. Come out of the world. And if you have loved ones that are in the world, start calling them out of the world. Start speaking into the destiny God has set before them. Call them out. The third vortex. The third vortex is like the first two, massive religious groups, human trafficking, or shall I say issues, dominant issues where an America is busy spilling innocent blood will become intolerable to the righteous. This will help spark the chaos. You will see groups such as Black Lives Matter and Antifa planning invasions into public affairs, just as we have seen in the past. They may be far more serious, but they will be more prominent for a short season. Things Americans look to, such as healthcare, law enforcement, emergency agencies like the National Reserve, will be more and more diminished. Access to food will be an important focus of the elite's plan against America. America will not be a comfortable place to live for a short time. Nevertheless, Trump will be reversing many decades of attempted New World Order slavery. We're not just seeing the trafficking of people like what's coming across our border, human trafficking, around the world, that they're trying to enslave this entire nation. So for the intercessor, this is what God sees. The American church is asleep. Nothing will wake her up until she realizes they cannot control God. The church is static. It doesn't fight for holiness, righteousness, and the character of God in a dying world. None of these are her top battle or priority. He's also dealing with the spirit of lawlessness, compromise, and oligarchy. What's going to make darkness and unrighteousness flee? Righteousness and light. What does he do first? Reveal the light to get rid of unrighteousness. What does the prophet say? He says, flee Babylon. He didn't say, God, tell the people to come out. You can tell that vortex to move only within God's boundaries, plans, and purposes. If an uprising represented by the vortexes occurs, then God has already raised the standard of righteousness. He has to send the light to reveal the darkness. So we thank him that he's raised the standard of righteousness. That standard of righteousness was raised in the second GOE that we ever had. Thank you for the standard of righteousness, Lord. It is shining brighter than it ever has before. They will see the light of your righteousness, your righteous government shine. They will see the right way. Come up out of Babylon. Rise up and awaken. Pray that God's will and purpose be accomplished. What we want is America, represented by the American flag, to come through the pressing of the ringer washer, to bring the flag through her glory. So as we pray, now you can find this on our website. And I sent it out by email yesterday. And if you're on Telegram with us, I sent links to that out on Telegram. As we pray tonight, remember what God has said. He is speaking to his prophets. He is speaking to his prophets in this hour so that the church can rise up when called upon. God has us within his boundaries. So don't engage in fear. Don't move into fear. Move into faith and intercede along with us. These prayer points are also up on our website. These are critical seasons. And I just cannot tell you how much we appreciate. Oh, I just want to thank you for being here and fighting with us and standing in the gap with us. Thank you. So I just want to hand this over to Mom and see if she has anything to add to that. And before we give it to Ken to blow the shofar. And then Pastor Chen. Thank you. Thank you.
So the Lord was making a very strong issue of the fact that the church is walking about in a lot of fear. Hopefully no one on this team is doing that, because he's speaking to us constantly, so strongly. But the church is, much of the church, and it's very important that we come together, but not in fear, in faith, and pray. Pray because we're praying God's will. Satan is trying to disrupt that. But we are sticking to the counsel of the Lord. And that's very important. God will honor everyone who keeps coming to these prayer nights, because we are praying his counsel, seeking his will, and praying his counsel. And as we pray, the Lord is implementing many things behind the scenes that we know not of, that he might accomplish exactly what he determined he would accomplish through all of this in the beginning of time. So nothing is taking him by surprise. we cannot worry about it. We can't sit around and worry about what's going to happen with Biden, what's going to happen with Trump. Please do not worry about these things. God has it all in his hands. He has everything under control. We pray, and it allows the path to be created for him to fulfill his will. But he will energize us. He will grant us the authority and the power to break through the camp of the enemies of the Lord. It's just amazing to me how he works. I love the way he works. And very soon, we will all love the way he works. So I don't want to, our main goal is going to be that God will break us free of state capture. That's exactly what we're under right now. And although it's not only one state, it's many states, all of the states, it is an enemy that has us under this capture. Their goal is to bring us into communism. I don't care what they say or what they don't say. What we're telling you is the truth. So our goal is to break the chains of that state capture, to free us from the bondages and tyranny of communism before it goes any further, to set into its place the perfect path of the Lord, to bring this nation into a place the likes of which we have never known before. Things are going to get a little worse before they get better. Don't worry when that happens. What you need to tell yourself is, well, this is what she said would happen. The very fact that it's getting a little worse before it gets better is proof that the whole plan is under God's control. It doesn't disprove it, it proves it. So please be at peace. Let your faith rule and your trust in the Lord your God. Thank you. Thank you very much. We love you very much.
Is it okay if we have Ken blow the shofar first, Nina? Go ahead, please, Ken.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Nita. Thank you, John. Thank you, Ricky.
I'm going to pray in a moment, but I want to say one thing before I begin to pray, and that is this whole scenario that we're seeing played out since the early part of last year is by God, not by man, but by God, designed to let you see the whole story behind the veil. He wants you to see where our nation is going and where our nation is, how careless our leaders are, and that they have one desire, and that is to be a part of the New World Order, whose government is communist. He wants us to see so that no one can look at our nation who is in it, saved or unsaved, and say they didn't know. They didn't know. They would have done something if they had known. He wants us all to see. And without going into the oven, he wants us to be able to see what we see standing just outside of the oven. So please, as time rolls on, for this next little while, it's not long, I promise, but as time rolls on, I want to strongly encourage you not to see that God has failed us. Don't let the enemy plant that lie in your mind, please. But rather, the goodness of God is revealing of a truth our enemy's plans before our very eyes, and he will help us gain victory. In fact, he's already said we have victory. It's not something we have to gain. He's given us the land. And in him giving us the land, we stand in the position of Abraham. The Lord said, "This is the land that I give to you and to you as an inheritance and to your family as an inheritance." But then someone had to walk out taking the land as an inheritance. Someone had to put their foot on the land and take what they had been given. And that's where God is taking us. He is saying, "I've given America to the church." But the church must, just like Ricky said, must arise, must stand, must marshal under the command of the Lord, must stand in faith, move in faith, move in love, move in joy, move in faithfulness and appreciation to the Lord for what he's given us. We are going to be called to a time when we're going to have to do our part. And for everyone on this phone line, I have no idea what it's going to be. I only have a pretty good idea of what mine is. But we're going to be called by the Spirit of the Lord to do whatever he asks us to do to ensure that the land he has given us is held by the soldiers of the great king. Please trust, please believe, please don't let the enemy deceive your mind, but stand with the church, even if the church disagrees. Stand. David went out and won a great war with just a handful of people, while the rest of Israel stood there saying, I don't agree with that. David didn't even argue with him. He just went and did what the Lord told him to do, and Israel won the victory that day. So we can't even listen to our brothers if their narrative opposes the narrative of God. We must choose to believe. He is not going to let the enemy destroy this nation or the church in the nation. Out of the love of God, who sent his son to the cross, he is going to give you to hold the nation that he's given to the church. Please, in your daily prayers, stand on that promise. Now, I want to bow my head to the Lord and see what he would have us to do now.